Human rights lawyer Alec Muchadahama was arrested outside Harare's magistrate's court, where he had been working on securing the freedom of three political prisoners who were recovering in the hospital after being kidnapped and allegedly tortured late last year. In a phone conversation with VOA, Muchadahama said he'd been told by police he was accused of obstruction of justice by trying to free the three prisoners through a clerk at the court. He said he did not know whether he would be charged immediately or held over the weekend. The clerk is due to apply for bail Friday after she was arrested on the same charge last week. Chief Inspector Henry Doa, who is at Criminal Investigation Department headquarters, said he could not comment on Muchadahama's arrest. One of the prisoners Muchadahama was trying to release was Movement for Democratic Change Security Director Chris Dlamini, who was abducted from his home last November and is still in the hospital recovering from injuries he alleged he sustained while being held in a secret location. Prison guards at the hospital said Dlamini had not been removed from the ward, even though he and two colleagues were to be freed on bail Wednesday. The long-running case against Dlamini and other human rights activists stems from President Robert Mugabe's allegations the Movement for Democratic Change was training insurgents in Botswana to overthrow him. Dlamini says in his court papers in the upcoming trial, he was filmed making a confession after being tortured. The video was shown at the December SADC security meeting in Botswana. Botswanan officials and the then chairman of the Southern African Development Community, former South African President Kgalema Motlanthe, said they could find no evidence of Mr. Mugabe's claim. Observers say police, who are under the control of senior officers loyal to Mr. Mugabe, appear to be deliberately abusing the rule of law to try and undermine the new power-sharing government. The agreement that spawned the unity government, in which NDC leader Morgan Tsvangirai is prime minister and Mr. Mugabe president, calls for an end to political repression and for human rights reforms. Peter Thornycroft for VOA News, Harare.